This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. New employment numbers just in this morning. Employers slowed hiring in December, adding 199,000 jobs as the economy contends with inflation and shortages. Those numbers just in to us. Cold snow and canceled flights. We've got them all this morning. Heavy snow along parts of the East Coast. The National Weather Service's Tony Fracasso.
2 to 5 inches or so, the D.C., Baltimore area, about 2 to 4, maybe 2 to 5 around Philadelphia. And then when you get closer to New York City and then points northeastward, I see amounts increase. We had a band of heavier snow.
In the Midwest, dangerous cold, says the Weather Service. FlightAware says many flights have been delayed or canceled this morning. Also this morning, the Supreme Court will hear arguments in two cases involving whether employers can mandate COVID vaccines or testing requirements. The AP's Mike Hempen.
The justices are hearing arguments about whether to allow the administration to enforce a vaccine or testing requirement that applies to large employers and a separate vaccine mandate for most healthcare workers. Legal challenges to the policies from Republican-led states and business groups are in their early stages, but the outcome at the high court will probably determine the fate of vaccine requirements affecting more than 80 million people. Opponents say the vaccine rules will exacerbate labor shortages and be costly to businesses. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Classes in Chicago have been canceled for a third day in a row as the city and teachers battle each other over COVID safety protocols. School districts nationwide have confronted the same pandemic issues, with most opting to stay open while adjusting in response to the shifting pandemic. This is AP News. Did you watch any of the coverage of the January 6th insurrection on TV? The AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel's got what you saw, or what you didn't see. He focuses on how networks and shows covered it.
How was the first anniversary of the January 6th Capitol riot remembered? It depends on where you were watching TV. The difference in approaches was clear throughout the day, starting with the morning shows. CNN's New Day had its anchors outdoors on a platform overlooking the Capitol. On MSNBC, Morning Joe talked about what happened in the seat of democracy a year ago. Fox and Friends mentioned the January 6th events only twice, once in a headlines package, the other in a segment where a host suggested President Biden was focusing on the anniversary to reflect from issues that are more damaging to him. The contrast remained in coverage of Biden's speech at the Capitol, where he strongly rebuked Trump. Most cable and broadcast anchors spoke about the forcefulness of his words. On Fox, the anchor called the speech divisive. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.